Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and today is all about the music. I have a jam-packed playlist set for you, so hopefully I get through all of my songs. I'm going to kick things off with Silver Spade by Comet Control. They are a Toronto space rock band. This is off of their June album, Center of the Maze. I really like their fuzzy electric sounds that draw thoughts of, you know, the universe, so it's really kind of a spacey feeling. Hope you enjoy it. Here is Silver Spade by Comet Control.
Silence, quiet air. brother, you ain't alone. Hey sister, aren't you tired of running? Hey sister, don't you wanna come home? I know you feel so alone, but sister, you ain't alone.
You just heard Brothers and Sisters by Omar and the Bear, a Calgary indie folk duo comprised of brothers Oliver and Jonathan Thiessen. That's their new song, which just came out a few days back. It has kind of more of a darker undertone, but overall warm acoustics with the piano and guitar. I really enjoyed it. A really nice, short, and sweet track. Once again, you are tuning into the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The first song I played was Silver Spade by Comet Control. So next up, I have Not This Day by Stick and Poke, a folk punk group currently based out of Vancouver. This is off their new album, Never Going Back. A nice contrast of guitar and ukulele with some bluegrass elements in it as well. So here is Not This Day by Stick and Poke.
He's howling at the door, let him out.
That was Holding Back by Surf Dads. Surf Dads is a Saskatchewan garage pop indie pop duo that was off of their Summer Vacation EP, which came out in July. Very beachy. I really like that tune, and it's exactly what we need in this weather. It's been super cold outside. I definitely was not prepared for all the snow we got and almost slipped a few times outside, but luckily I did not fall. But I heard it's supposed to snow again this weekend or into next week, so you know, it makes good for pictures, and it, like, I do like snow, but it definitely makes the roads and the sidewalks a lot more icy and dangerous. But yeah, hopefully everyone who's still in the midst of exam season, that's going well. I have a couple more exams throughout the next week, so definitely a little nervous for those, but the term is almost over and then we can all enjoy the holiday season. I've been busy with the website or the Permanent Rain Press. I got to speak with an actor yesterday, Berkeley Duffield, who will be in the upcoming Freeform series Beyond, which is super exciting. He's from Abbotsford, so it's always nice to see local talent get recognized and then bringing that to the small screen and the big screen, I guess, in movies as well. He's been in Warcraft, which I think was a movie that filmed here. Anyways, the next song I have for you is by Sierra Lauren, who is a Seattle singer-songwriter. This is off of the title track off of her debut EP, True North. I really like the nice melody to it. You should definitely check out the entire release. You can get it on Bandcamp, sierralaurenmusic.bandcamp.com. So here is True North by Sierra Lauren.
True, 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 biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out.
Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there will be fun facts for beverages.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, December 13th, to see Frogpile, Prison Hair, and Shallow Peaks.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC.
There's also space available to study.
That was Where I'm At by The Sad Birthdays, a Montreal psychedelic kind of baroque pop band. I really like that track, good rockability to it. It's kind of eclectic and mysterious at the same time. That song will be on their upcoming album, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Montreal's The Sad Birthdays. I definitely went, I spent considerable time on Bandcamp this past week planning the playlist. I got some songs by acts from Saskatchewan, Montreal, Calgary, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Seattle, Toronto, Calgary. So yeah, definitely a nice mix from across Canada. Yeah, the next song I have is by a Vancouver-based band, Dad Thighs. This is The Rain It Raineth off their live acoustic album, Live at Twin Hollies. They have a nice punk aesthetic to their acoustic songs. Their album will be up next month, and if you like what you hear, they will be playing the United Against Fascism Benefit Show and Bake Sale at Redgate this Thursday, the 15th, with Coban, Tough Customer, Your Problem, and Black Knight Satellite. So they'll be raising money for Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union. So yeah, like I said, if you like what you hear, be sure to check them out at Redgate this Thursday. Here is The Rain It Raineth. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't use that word in my vocabulary often, but it is by the band Dad Thighs.
One, two, three, four.
I'm trying out, but I'm soaked to the bone.
That was Easy Nothing by Youngblood. Youngblood is the dream pop new wave project of Vancouver artist Alexis Young. That was off of her Feel Alright EP, which came out in September. And she was also one of three winners at the 2016 Allen Street Juno Masterclass. So that provided her with the opportunity to be mentored and learn from industry leaders. She spent some time, back east in Toronto in October, and she'll be at the Junos next year. So it's super exciting, especially since I believe she was the only winner from Vancouver. So great to see that talent, but it really celebrates some Canadian emerging talent all in all. So great stuff to hear. The next song I have is Too Much Too Soon by Kid Royal. It's the new single from the Ontario pop rock band. Definitely check them out. They have kind of like an alternative take on a typical kind of more pop, indie pop music. At least that's how I feel about their songs. So hope you enjoy. Here is Too Much Too Soon by Kid Royal after a brief message.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Back home, 'cause I stands at the edge of town, tilting at angles and hidden in dust, laid out shimmering grasses and lying. Drive out to Millerville Market, holding Grandma's hand, leaning to prairie wind and linger at the honey stand. Time bender, keep me.
Just heard Millerville by We Knew, a Calgary kind of dark pop band that was off of their debut EP, Not My Circus, which came out in October. The next song I have for you is Suburbia by Muskoka, a Toronto band. They kind of mix folk, indie rock, and electronica together to create their great sound. This is their debut single, actually. So hope you enjoy. Here is Suburbia by Muskoka.
Remember how we used to be so unafraid of the world outside your window pane, in a constant state of misbehavior. Nothing to lose and nothing to live for, nothing to prove, no rings on our fingers, protected by a plastered castle of picture books.
honeysuckle breath.
I went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for Two Left Feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
Okay, FYI, there's a fire alarm in the building, so I have to cut the show short, and I'll be back in 2 weeks, hopefully, with Natalie, who's been MIA lately. So I will catch you next time, and thank you for tuning in.